evening, the Fakeologist Show. Hello, everybody. It's Fakeologist here. It's Sunday, July 21st, 2024. Anything happening in the world? I really wanted to take this week off real bad because I'm tired. It's summer. I just got back from the beach. Water's great. Beach is hot. Girls are not. And I thought I would just go through my Trump thread on fakeologistforums.com. fakeologistforums.com. Now, I'm doing things a little differently. As you can see, if you're on the YouTubes or the Twitters, I have to schedule the event in order to see how many people are actually online. And most of you guys are on YouTube, but some are on Twitter. And I'm paying for Twitter because they won't let me stream unless I pay. So I'm paying, $11 a month for Twitter. I'm just going to try it out. I don't really want to stream on Twitter because I got my own platform, fakeotube.com. Now, I'm going to try and go guestless tonight. Sometimes I'm lazy and I just want to have a guest so I can sit back and work the board. But tonight, I'm just going to play videos. I'm going to play Trump videos. There are quite a few good ones, so I'll just play them. And if I have a guest, that's kind of a waste of their time to watch me play videos. So if you want to join in, if you want to join in tonight, I will put a link to the show. Now, unfortunately, the link seems to change every single show because I schedule the restream now. So if you go on to YouTube, and you'll see that the show is sitting there waiting for me to come in. That's why I rushed in tonight. I'm a little late. I put it for 8 o'clock, but just so you know, I show up around closer to 8:30. So just wait there and I'll show up. And I even came into the chat and let everyone know I was going to be a little late. So I'm now altering the restream link. You should be able to come in if you type shortfake.com/restream. Let me just make sure that works. Probably doesn't even work. Let's see. Yeah, it should work. If you go to shortfake.com/restream, you should be able to come in tonight's show if you want to. You don't have to. There's a million ways to ask me a question. You can call in first. We have phone lines, and they have not changed. 810-666-1984. 902-400-1984. To join the studio, it's shortfake.com/restream. We have a chat at shortfake.com/chat. And that's for everyone who is listening to the audio stream at shortfake.com/stream1. And, of course, FakeoTube, FakeoTube.com is streaming live. That's our video platform. You help pay for it with your donations at fakeologist.com/donate. Thanks a lot. So we're everywhere. If you want your comments to show up in the video, you got to go to YouTube and they'll show up. If you want your comments to turn into, if you want your chat to turn into comments, restream, go to fakeotube.com. Let me just make sure that's that works. How that works. Probably not. All the comments on YouTube will be deleted because I delete the YouTube videos
hold
usually.
Time, 9 seconds.
All right. We got our first caller, John the Beggar. I thought I'd pick up right away because I don't want to stay all night tonight, John, because I want to get some sleep.
Well, that's understandable if you've been out on the beach all day.
No, I was working this morning and beach in the afternoon. But I was painting all afternoon, John. I've been working like a slave today.
Okay. And you need
to ADOS has nothing on me.
Okay. Well, the thing I could say about the Trump thing is just how many people get derangement, pro and con. I opposed this to my sister, who's a Biden, and my brother-in-law, who's a Biden. He wasn't even in on the phone call, but heard her talking to me on the phone. And I said it was fake. And he came into it and just ripped me to pieces, complained that I didn't have my voicemail set up on my cell phone, that I shouldn't be wasting my time with this nonsense. And I just cut the call short because I thought we were going to get into a knockout, drag-out fight like we once almost had with COVID, where he was telling me masks save lives and other nonsense like that. But he became deranged that someone would think against Trump. It's bizarre. People have a right wing, a left wing, a I don't know wing, mm-hmm. derangement all about the man.
What wing are you?
I think it's all fake. I'm not in any one of those wings.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's hard for us because where do we fit on this bird? Are we the beak? Are we the feet? Are we the tail? We're not a wing. We're the brains.
That's true. We're the brains in the bird, but it's amazing how many people are just so fixated, either in hatred. Some of the people that hate him, he staged it. Some of the people that don't like him think it actually happened, like my brother-in-law. And then there's the people that love him, and it's 100% real. And I just look back at the whole thing and saying, this is like Alice in Wonderland. It's crazy. Just batshit crazy. And Uncle Joe stepping down, and God knows who what's going to come in, probably Big Mike Obama. That's going to be.
It's the best show on earth, John, isn't it? Are you having a good time with it? Who needs Dallas? Who shot JR? We got this one. This is real time.
This is much better. But I know in France, though, they are. People are questioning whether Macron's wife is not a man.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's important. Yes, me.
and that is. And she is a man. Oh, and I almost got kicked off YouTube today.
What happened?
They threatened me with hate speech.
Why? What
they
are
said,
you doing?
What you're saying is boring. I watched this channel. Kika, Kicka, and then Vella, Vella.
Kickavella? Kickavella.
It's one word, and it does some trans stuff.
Well, let me look. Hold on. Kickavella.
Yeah, one word. Kickavella.
C-I?
C-K-V-E-L-L-A.
I think I missed the name. A letter. Kickavella.
It's on YouTube.
Kicklavia?
No, I think it was Kicka.
I spelled it wrong. Spell it again.
K-I.
Oh, K-I. Sorry, I can't spell. K-I.
Okay, I think it's V-E-L-L-A. Okay. I think that's how it's spelled.
Kickavella.
I see you finally found Lincoln Karim a few days ago.
Oh, that was ages ago. I didn't find it. Kickavella.
Huh.
Kickavella.
K-I-C-K-V-E-L-L-A. Try that.
Okay, I'm trying here. Kickavella. I'm having a hard time here. Kickvella?
Yeah.
Kickvella. Is it just Vella? No.
Kick. K-I-C-K-V-E-L-L-A.
Okay, I'll try again. There's someone named Vella. Oh,
well, I know.
Kickvella, but it's spelled Kickvella V. Okay, let's see if this is it. Okay. I'm always looking for a good transvestigation, John. You know that.
Well, he was into that, and they told me it was. I think my comment was three girl singers, and I think I said dude and dude. I think that's what I trouble for.
Okay.
And they told me I was borderline picked off of hate speech. They because you've got it.
So why is the channel still up?
I don't know. But they sure got mad at me.
Wow, who the hell's that? You can't see this, can you?
No.
Can anyone hear this in the live stream? I just want to make sure I'm...
I can hear the music.
I know you can, but sometimes the video people can't hear. Give me a... Hey now, if you can hear it on YouTube there. Why do I have no one on Twitter tonight? Not one person on Twitter?
I never go to Twitter.
John, you know I set up a chat just for you at shortstake.com/chat.
Hold on.
Yeah, make sure you go there and you can chat while you're listening to the other people. It's a... You don't need... shortfake.com/chat. Everyone okay. needs to go there. It's an old-fashioned chat, so you can talk to whoever you want to over there. Okay, Mike okay. says it's too loud. We'll turn your volume down then. Why are you blaming me for being too loud? Are you kidding me right now? That's what the volume switch is for.
But anyways, they're having old Uncle Joe get COVID again. So I presume they're going to have him die from it or say it was bird flu. And then everyone will be, oh, my God, the bird flu. And my only response to that is, where's Al Hitchcock when you need him?
Who's Al Hitchcock?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, Al, sorry, I'll be okay.
Al Hitchcock. Where's Al Hitchcock?
Where is Al the Hitchcock? You got it. Who's Cosby case revisited? Okay, reverse those. Okay, yeah, the guy that accused her.
Yeah, all but about 4 or 5 are men.
Okay.
When you look at the whole thing, or 3 or 4 or 5 men. Maybe real women, but the rest are all men. But, you know, he's not in any prison. Probably up on his estate in Connecticut.
And Kate Emma says like the music was too loud. Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm loud. Okay, I got the volume down. Okay.
And Cosby likes his wife. They're British royal. Just like Colin Powell.
I trust wife. Kate Emma when I put the volume. And Mike D, never do this again. Zin Vallis, sounds like the chipmunks got auto-tune. Yes, very loud. Buzzing Fritz says it sounds awful. Okay. I don't know if it's the volume. Esteban, long live the fakeologist. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I found several transvestigation stations
okay.
On YouTube. And I'm thinking for years they kicked everyone off who did that. And now they seem to be letting them back on. And I don't understand why they got mad at me.
Yeah, what did you do? You didn't do anything.
All I said was, I think what I said was dude, comma, and dude. And
that is hate speech right there. Come on, John.
And then I think I said tranny once, too.
But I don't know how you can be accused when the whole website is based on that, or the whole channel.
Strange. Yeah. It's very, very strange. It's just this level of censorship that they want to keep everyone's opinion down.
Kind of, you know, teetering.
They want to make it safe for brand. In the taxi. Listen. It's a business first, though. I don't want to get into censorship on a private platform because they can do whatever they want. YouTube is not owned by the public. If the government owned
it,
the brand
for the internet. The government did. The government created it.
Yeah, and you can't go. I'm not going.
No. They got their funding from Ink Gel startup.
Well, yeah, okay. The government helped in the schools and the foundations, so. But a private website,
children.
No.
You're in big trouble, mister.
I'm not going to go there about censorship. If you don't like YouTube, go somewhere else, even though everyone's there. But anyway. Okay, I'll put this up there on... FakeoTube. It's kind of cool. And maybe I'll put it on... my other sub-blog, egi.fakeologist.com.
Well, I know that I just saw that, and I thought about Mr. E, and is he going to come back on again?
Oh, yeah, he's always welcome here.
Yeah, he does some great stuff. I remember he sang, I think, the song Tranny in the Wind on his old YouTube channel before they kicked him off.
Yeah, I'll always bring him back on. He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, that was a funny version of Elton John song Candle in the Wind, Tranny in the Wind.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he'll come back on. I just have to give him some warning and whatnot.
Well, I'll tell you this Trump thing was just it just got me out of the blue, you know, when it happened, and I was like, and then I found out that place is used for a backdrop for movies. That city where he was in, and looking at the whole thing, it just looked so staged.
Kate Emma says next Wex. Okay, next Wex. So I'm just going to pull these up while we're talking. How about that? Hey, I'm trying to talk about Tramp and everyone wants to talk about trannies. So next Wex backup. So it looks like next Wex backup is the main channel now. And what's he talking about? Vance and crew are in the club. Oh no.
Well, Vance, that guy, that senator, I did get some information today that said he actually grew up in a suburban Ohio town in a 4-bedroom house. And today, to get that same house to qualify for his price for a mortgage, he'd have to make $175,000 a year. So he wasn't quite the poor boy that everyone makes him out to be.
Well, yeah, you can read his background. And he was raised by his grandparents, Mama and Papa, apparently, if you believe that.
Yeah, Mama and Papa. That was the names. But I don't think he was the poor boy. And he had golf lessons in high school. So, right away when they started, you know, you hear them playing and the sad music, I thought his mild math and he said, it's bullshit. Right away when that happens.
Yeah. Well, these people are promoted. You're pulled to the top. You don't rise to the top. Okay.
True.
So he's saying Vance and the crew are in the club. I'm not sure it's the tranny club. Now they're talking about the APAC club, I think.
Yeah, not necessarily the tranny. Of course, I'm quite sure APAC is in favor of the tranny club.
Yeah, I'm sure too.
So yeah, I'm just
wondering if they think JD is a reversal.
They may. Who knows?
All right. Well, just another link. Just another person to distract the hell out of us. All right. I got Jenna calling in, Mr.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, John the Beggar.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye. Yeah, okay, bye-bye. Don't forget the chat.
Hold time, 1:31.
Hey, how you doing, Jenna and Brian?
All good here, thank you.
How are things in biochar land?
Jenna's utilizing the charcoal to make something called pemmican. We have a big freezer half full of a steer, and the butcher guide farmer rancher said, I got another big ass steer I'm gonna kill. Do you want to buy half of it? So she's making pemmican. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, but I can't remember. Yeah, it sounds like it's an ancient something or other.
Well, if you were on a trail ride 150 years ago and there's no food in the middle of the country, you can find some water, but in your little satchel, you had a dried beef, a concentration of fat, and a lot of times they'd put fruit in it. The Indians used to make this stuff and sell it to the cavalry, so it doesn't require refrigeration. It's high protein. You do not need to can it. You can simply put it away somewhere, and that's what Jenna's up to.
Okay, that's cool. What do you think of the whole Trump thing? Let's get back on topic here.
Well, you're talking to the wrong people. If I either him or Biden, I just go to some other place. There's way too much going on. I think it's all a distraction from what is going on in Palestine, opposed to what Fake Nukes Phil and Lynn think. I'm going with the Ryan Dawson. He makes T-shirts and hats, and one of them says, "Is there anything Israel could do where they would be charged with a war crime?" In other words, no, they do, you know, they blow little children's kneecaps off, and there is.
So you don't agree with Fake Nukes Phil? You think the Israelis are killing them? Despite everything we say, they're killing all the Gazans. You think they're just killing Gazans and chopping them up into little bits?
You could utilize your networking abilities and have Fake Nukes finally contact me, because apparently he's too busy. Things are nice down at the beach in Cali. He doesn't have time to talk to me about anything.
He doesn't go to the beach. He works for a living, so.
Well, I'm glad you get some paint on your house. Jenna and I, work is not a terrible thing. Without work, I'd be miserable. So.
Yeah, I like work. Hey, by the way, I'm sorry, guys. I had no idea that the music was blasting. I don't understand. I've got the music turned way down from the video, so I've just turned it off, so sorry about that. I apologize. I don't know what's happening. Last time it was nobody could hear it. Now it's blowing everyone's ears out. But sorry about that. Well, Brian, yeah, I'll tell Phil. His email is phil@fakeologist.com. So you can email him and tell him you want to talk to him.
I've tried many times. Like I said, he's really busy in his mother's basement. I don't know.
I don't think he lives with his mother.
It's a derogatory comment.
I know.
If this guy wanted to step up to the plate like somebody who's 6 foot tall should be able to, that would be his call. I'm calling him out. Come on, big guy. Let's talk. But more importantly, you know, have you ever heard of somebody named Courtney Turner?
No.
Okay. Currently in Tennessee, originally from New York, employed down in Cali and Hollywood at one time. Anyway, along came this mask mandate, and she is got a visual impairment. You want to hear a hard luck story. Basically, her parents were encouraged to abort her. This one's got so many defects, you need to try again. Anyway, a serious gymnast, physically able to overcome insurmountable handicaps. And when the COVID mandate thing came and she said, well, you know, the way I communicate with people is I read their lips. And now some chuckleheads decided everybody's lips are going to be covered. So in just 3 or 4 years, she's created a YouTube, her own channel, not a YouTube, but Courtney Turner. If you got to spell it right, Courtney, 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 Turner.com. She interviewed Larkin, Texas, and I'm encouraging you, because post that 2 hours with Lark a month ago, now she's starting to, unprovoked, use the word, you know what it really is? It's called communitarianism. And, you know, I appreciate you had Lark on, you had Nordica on. Jenna just got an email 2 weeks ago from Nordica with some telephone numbers. In the event that you decided you wanted to pick up the ball on...
I'll talk to Nordica. Tell Nordica to call me. I contacted her many times, never heard back. So why don't you tell her to call me? You're pretty good at making arrangements.
It's called networking, yes. And we will make every attempt, and we can also send along her phone number because, you know, your interview of her, in my opinion, was pretty damn stellar.
Ah, thank you, Brian. You just went up in my phone book. Okay, thank you. That's very kind. Here's the link. I'll put the link to Courtney and Lark. And have her send me your phone number. I'll call her up. No problem at all. I'll do that. I'll talk a little more communitarianism. I don't mind.
Well, we wouldn't want you to be in the camp of it's really just communism. You have a speech impairment. You just can't say the word properly. But just, you know, this is Charlotte Iserby. She called, or she was being interviewed, and she said, do not use the word communitarianism. It's communism. That's what my whole book, you know, benefits the... You know, I get shekels from writing these books. Charlotte Iserby, she wrote a book called How Charlotte Iserby Deliberately Dumbs Down America. I don't know if you've ever heard
of it. I've heard of it. Hey, can I just interrupt real quick? Because I want to talk a little. I dragged the audience in for some Trump talk. Is Jenna there?
She is. She's back. Now, she heard your voice. And
I always like
running.
To hear Jenna.
I'm going to put her
on. I just want to say hi to Jenna.
I'm a psychologist. How's it going?
Hi, Jenna. You got a voice of an 18-year-old. You got a cute voice.
Well, thank you. Do you have any questions for me?
No, not really. Just wanted to see how you're doing, how you've been.
Very good. I've been busy with the garden. I'm busy raising new chicks.
Yeah. Did you almost topple a tree on Brian this year?
No, I haven't. And we always wear our hard hats just in case. And they're all on the ground safely. And we're making biochar out of all of the brush and branches. And we're still trying to get the Commissioner of Public Lands to publicly announce biochar, because off record, the commissioner is like, oh yeah, we love biochar, but is there any money developing systems that would reduce the wildfire load? Not with biochar. But either way, we're doing what we do.
All right. Are you following any of the Trump assassination hoax story at all?
Yes, I am. And I'm listening to sides that believe it's happening, that it did happen,
what do you think?
A real event. And then I'm also, yeah, of course I listen to the fakeology because I have a dual nature. Everything is fake.
Yeah.
And in that realm, it makes sense that it was just a dramatic, theatrical, this is how it is, and it's interesting. But
you think it was all theater?
I do.
Good.
I do.
Okay, good.
Because, you know, people sitting in the background just holding up a cell phone, recording the whole thing, if bullets are flying, is really odd, especially that one woman. And you guys have watched it over and over and over. But ultimately, I think it takes attention away from what we need to do for our own well-being and survival, you know, because if we're just following this dog and pony show, we're really avoiding the the infrastructure that all needs changing, and it's all going to change by our own means and our own visions of making it better, because it's only getting worse. And I'm afraid to fly. But otherwise, the election is a long way off with everything that's happening, I believe.
All right.
And it just seems like a big money dump to grab people's attention, to get them to think they're voting and participating. But I really don't think it matters. It's just a waste of our time.
I agree. Are you still doing a show, a radio show?
Negative. But okay. I've been really trying to live stream, and I'm just, with this new computer, I just haven't been able to figure out getting my sound up. But eventually, you know, when I can attempt to work with this computer, it may happen. And we almost got on live with a wildfire, Catherine's World, who covers all the wildfires on the Pacific Northwest, because there's a ton. You know, wildfire season just started, and it's everywhere over here.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
And it's very dry, very hot.
Are you watching FacoTube at all? FacoTube.com?
Yes, we visit there almost every day.
Oh, you guys are great. Okay, well, let's try.
You're doing a good job.
Aw, thanks, Jenna. Thanks, Brian. Let's try and get Nordica, it's Nordica, right? Yeah. Nordica's the one that's still alive. It's the other lady that died last year. Or is it 2 years ago
now? Her mom, Nikki.
Nikki.
Grandma.
I couldn't
Nordica
remember.
Nordica does have four kids, so yeah. I'm always just like, she got busy.
Yeah. Nikki died 1 or 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, time is flying. Wow.
It sure is. So, we want to promote Catherine's World Wildfire Tracking on YouTube if anybody wants to pay attention to how they're burning us out on the West Coast.
All right. Well, you stay happy there, Jenna.
No problem there. Thank you very much. Keep it up.
Roger, over and out. Say goodbye to Brian. Bye-bye. All right. There goes Jenna and Brian. That's your daily or monthly biochar dose, everyone. Yeah, sorry about the sound. I don't know what was going on. Okay, now it's quiet. Now you can hear my voice. Everything is calm now. Don't forget shortfake.com/chat. And that's for really the people that listen to shortfake.com/stream1. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. shortfake.com/stream1. So anyone in there can leave a message. I do look at that. I also look at the FacoTube chat over here. And here's FacoTube. And that's what we're going to watch. Now, I wanted to recommend, the whole point was to just watch some videos tonight, truth be told. Now, FacoTube has the videos. That's my archive. And if you want to try and put them into a sensible format, you got to go to my Fakeologist forums over here and go to PsyOps and Hoaxes. That's the biggest forum. And we have the Trump shooting. The Trump shooting here has 24 replies, 1,745 views. We've got this Israeli Hamas Gaza string thread here, 74,000 views. And liberalism, I haven't even looked at this thread, 10,000 views. Wow, that was started 2 years ago, though, so I guess that's why. The Trump thing I started, Pasterno started it on Sunday, just a few hours after the shooting, the stage shooting. So that's what I really wanted to go through. And Pasterno said he's really bored by it. By the way, if any of you guys on the forums want to come on the show and discuss your posts on my forums, please contact me. We've got Pasterno. I've never met Potato Fields Forever. And Rachel, if you're listening, Rachel, I really want to have you on the show because you have made 4,000 posts on the Fakeologist forums And we haven't even talked in a long time. So if you want to talk about your work on the forums, I really want to reserve a day where we just go over the forums, because you are a moderator on the forums. And I have to admit, I've been totally distracted everywhere else. And I really want to focus more on the forums, fakeologistforums.com. Boris, the topic is Trump and Biden. And I was going to play a couple Trump videos tonight. And on this Fakeologist Forums thread, I also have a link to a Twitter post or an X post right here. And I have been talking a lot of Trump on the Fakeologist audio chats. We did another 5 hours today. We did about 5 hours yesterday. Where do you find that? Well, just go to your favorite podcast and type in Fakeologist or Fakeologist audio chats. Now, I think if you go to shortfake.com/PA, will that work? No. If you go to fake11.com/PA, fake11.com, that's my old forwarder. Still works. And this is where I discuss how to make you a radio station. How to make my show a radio station on Podcast Addict, and how to find my show on Podcast Addict. Podcast Addict is the number one podcast player for Android, and I am on Podcast Addict. They host some of the audios, or all the audios. I don't know how they do it, because that's millions of audios. But that's one way for you to find me. So just click on this link on your phone, and it'll bring up your Podcast Addict program and add me. You can add me as a radio station, because if I am not broadcasting live like I am now, then we play old audios. We stream live audio. So if you just are too lazy to go find an audio, you'll just be plugged into the rotation on our radio station. So it's a live stream that's 24/7. So if you just want to leave the live stream on, like a couple people do at all times, you will hear the latest shows. Now we have the main show, which you're listening to now, and we also have the audio chat, which we do usually on the weekends. So that's how you do that. That's also going to be shortfake.com/PA. Shortfake.com/PA. PA as in Podcast Addict. Try it today. Okay, let me look at the chat here. Kate Emma, do you think Biden will last until November? Well, yeah, I think now they can just sort of put him away. Now he doesn't have to keep up the schedule anymore, so they can just put him in the background, put him to bed on time, like a good 81-year-old should do. I was really, even if you're not a Democrat, like personally, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a left winger. Never have been, never will be. But I am a human being, and what they were doing to that old man was just elder abuse. So from a human point of view, I thought it was ridiculous what they were doing to the guy. And part of your obligation when you have elder parents is, unfortunately, you have to start treating them like children if they're not getting it, if they're just overextending themselves or putting themselves in harm's way. And you actually have to start taking care of them like a child, like they did with you. It's only right. So in that sense, they should really have pushed. Now, maybe they did push. Who knows the dynamic behind that? But everyone around thought it was ridiculous. So it's just as well he stepped down. I don't think this is in the bag for Trump in any way, because it doesn't matter what the people want. It's what the governors want. And if the governors, by the governors, I mean the people that own the United States, the controllers, and if they will put whoever is most beneficial to them that the people believe in. So I still think that it is not a fait accompli for Trump in any way. So sorry about that for all you believers, Trumpelstiltskin people. I think that we got a long way to go till November. So anything can happen. Anything could happen. Yeah, his babysitter can put him to bed. Luna Jane Parker. Hello. That's very funny. Okay, we have 21 people watching on YouTube. Nobody tonight on Twitter. That's very strange. Let me go look over on Twitter and just see if Twitter is actually broadcasting us tonight. How do I know? Well, it says 32 people are watching on Twitter. So for some stupid reason, this little channel monitor here is not showing Twitter. Okay, so hello, Twitter. Hello, the 32 people on Twitter. I appreciate that. Now I'm kind of apprehensive about playing a video because you guys are saying it's blowing out your eardrums. So let's go back to the Fakeologist forums, if I can find it here. Oops, deleted that by accident. Let's go back to the forums and let us play. I might go to the very end. So I'm going to play PK Truth's latest one. Now, PK Truth is an old-time truther. You know what? I'm going to skip that one. That was not that good. What do we got here? Rachel posted that Biden bowed out. Okay. That's not really anything to do with the Trump shooting, but okay, that's fine. Okay, so this is a Fakeotube video. There's 5 people watching it right now. Now, if you click the top link here, it will jump to Fakeotube. If you click here, it'll just play it. So we'll play it as an embed for now, and you guys can complain if it's too loud, and I'll try and tone it down. So this is actually, you know what? That one's got a lot of movie footage, so we're going to go to something smaller. Let's go to something a little bit smaller here. Why don't we go to page 2? And what do we got here? Okay, we'll go to Tim Truth. Here we go.
Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right?
Hey, everybody. So my last video on this topic blew up, and I needed to make a follow-up video. I want to make this very brief. There are a few things that make this very clearly staged, in my opinion. The first thing is that there's no blood on Trump's right hand. Can you imagine if you got shot in the ear while you were grandstanding at a political rally? And you're telling me that Trump's not going to grab his ear?
How's the sound, by the way? Everyone hearing that okay? I don't have a guest tonight, so I can't tell if the sound is working right away. You guys have to tell me in the chat. If you're on Twitter, you can tell me. If you're not on Twitter, tell me on YouTube. I just want to see. I'm going to join my own Twitter stream and see if that, see if I can chat in there. I want to do a test chat. Test chat. Let's see. Does that come through? Yeah, it does come through. Okay, I guess everyone on Twitter doesn't really want to chat. That's interesting. Who is here in the Twitter chat? Please check in. Okay. Okay, so I just typed a few messages in the Twitter chat. Kate, Polly, they both say the sound is good. So let me continue with that.
With his hand. We see him grab his ear in the initial moments, yet there's no blood on his hand. The second thing that tells me this is staged is how deliberately his right ear is blocked from view. until he gets back up and shows the whole world his bloodied ear. I don't find this plausible, but it makes a ton of sense when you think about camera angles, stage magic, and where he was supposed to have been shot. It would have been too hard to fake this on a live feed.
Just so you know, Tim Truth and I had a little disagreement. He didn't like the Vixim report, and he thought I was just throwing it out there without any kind of proof. Well, actually, I don't have to prove anything. They have to prove it's real. So he didn't like that, and he hung up on me. But I still think he's a great researcher. No hard feelings. So I don't, if I think someone is telling the truth on a particular topic, I'm gonna highlight them. So Tim Truth is back in my rotation, especially after his Trump stuff. I think it's pretty good.
His ear getting shot. All the movement involved, the blood involved. So the executive decision, it seems, was made to have that off camera. And also, as far as this misdirection goes, it seems like they very deliberately started all the clips in such a way that you can't tell that he just directed the audience's attention at the sign over at the right. This is magician-type misdirection, and it's been carefully and deliberately scrubbed from the record. All the clips start with him just moments before he gets shot, no context at all, saying, and if you want to see something really sad, which could have very well been the cue for the shots to fire off.
I would agree with
if
that.
You want to see something very sad. Somebody in the chat points out, that's neuro-linguistic programming right there. You want to see something really sad? Think about how many people heard that before their favorite idol got the head wound. That's what they believe anyway. Now his excuse is that he's looking to his right and there's a sign over there. And he's indicating the sign over there to the crowd. But to me, this is the perfect cover so that they can buy some time until his ear can be bloodied up. By directing everybody's attention, misdirection, to the sign over at the right. Everybody who was filming the event turned their camera to the sign. The media cameras, which were looking straight ahead at Trump, watch very closely how he ducks and covers, very deliberately trying to hide his right ear from the camera. To me, this makes it obvious that this is choreographed ahead of time and that the point was to not have to fake anything on live video. To not have to fake anything from the front. Because they would have to fake it moving, becoming bloody, etc., etc. So I think the plan was, Trump, you look to the right, shots are going to go off, grab your ear, and then fall to the ground. Make sure that your right ear stays blocked from the cameras. And before we shoot the shots, direct everybody's attention, the classic magician's misdirection, to this big chart that we'll put up on the right side. And then the building that the shooter was on will be to the right, so that the angles can be explained away. It's just happenstance that this was all...
I really like this video because I love the slow motion when everyone's going down. Now, here's my theory. And tell me, I've said this on the audio chats. I'm going to say it to you guys tonight. My theory is that they did a rehearsal. And what you're watching is the rehearsal. Because the other thing is, if you watch some of PK's videos, he shows that quite a few anomalies with this event. Number one, it was smaller than most. Now you could just say Butler is a small exurb of Pittsburgh, so maybe that's a good plausible explanation. But the bleacher crowd, which is the crowd behind him, they didn't scramble after the shooting. They didn't evacuate. They all sat in their spots. And he also showed quite a few tents in the background. That's not typical. That's more reminiscent or typical of a movie set where you feed and water your extras. And Lynn Ertel always talks about the cast of thousands. This is part of the building of a magic trick. It's hard to believe that this many people would be in on it, but it's not really that hard to believe because you can get them to sign all non-disclosure documents and they can't talk. And hold on a sec. Okay. And what else am I trying to say? Okay. So I think that they filmed this portion that you see here, I think this was the rehearsal part. And they just, it was a hybrid thing that you saw live. So the crowd, I think, saw something different. The live crowd, which are real people in the front, they saw something different. So the whole live, quote unquote live, where they're escorting him off the stage, all that was the pre-recorded stuff. Okay. Or I just have to. I'm doing some technical work on the show. Let's see if this works. I'm doing some technical work just to try and send something here. Let me just keep playing.
All off camera, they'll say.
God, I don't know if they can do it. Do you guys have access to that chart that I love so much? You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring, I try and explain that. Oh, there's a, wow. You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened.
So no blood on the hands. The right ear, which is the ear that was ultimately shot, apparently, was completely turned away from the main cameras. And everybody's attention was drawn away to that chart, minimizing the chance of any amateur footage. The third thing is the lack of concern about first aid or security post-shooting. There was no compression being done.
I like this guy right here.
He apparently didn't even touch his ear with his hand.
These guys are overacting. This guy, this blue one here. Okay, let me play some PK stuff for you. By the way, Jake Gibson absolutely nailed it here. Jake the asshole. Where is it here? Jake the asshole's video was fantastic. I posted that. He did a 4-hour. He's right here. He did a 4-hour shot on that. Oh, I guess Rachel linked to that as well. So did I. And let's see here. Let me just find PK's videos. PK did some really good stuff here. So let's start with this one.
Oh, Boston hoax-a-thon firecracker. We're not far past the finish line. Probably something like 200 yards. There was this massive big tent, which I refer to as the Magnificent Thing. That's where all the crisis actors ended up so no one could see what was going on in this magnificent thing. Well, you're not going to believe this, but at the supposed assassination attempt of Donald Trump, him standing here on the podium, guess what is behind
hold time, 15 seconds.
Okay, we got a caller in her. Caller, where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Why all these fucking...
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm calling from Missouri. What's up, Ab?
Kevin, how are you? Kevin Mooring?
Behind.
No.
Another Kevin.
Another Kevin from Missouri. Yeah, yep. Anyway,
Why do they have this tent at a rally never before seen like that?
I'm doing good, man. I was just wanted to comment on this video real quick.
Yeah,
I watched this.
Yeah,
Donald
go ahead.
Trump assassination.
I watched this video.
The PK one?
The speech that Trump was in, you know, the video where he was shot or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I watched the video in slow motion, okay, on YouTube. And if you do like 0.25 motion on it,
yeah,
you hear the shots, and then he grabs his ear, and then he flinches. It's very, it doesn't make any sense, because if you were shot, you would flinch, and then you would, you know what I mean? So you hear the shots, he grabs his ear, and then he flinches like he's hit.
Yeah, yeah, you could, yeah, you could pick it apart that the sound is not synced up right. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, okay. I agree with you there. I think there's so many problems. There's so many movie like continuity problems that we could probably find quite a few. But
here's another thing, yeah. Dude. If you got shot with a 223 round, I don't know how much of an ear you would have left. You know, I don't, but I'm not a bullet. You know, I don't know anything about bullets, but I just
have
feel
you fired
like
a gun?
That ear would
you fired?
Yeah, I fired a gun.
Well, then you know more about bullets than most people. So,
but I mean, I've never hit someone in the ear. You know what I mean? I don't know what that looks like, but it just seems like I wouldn't be golfing the next day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. There's so much wrong with it. And the I don't know where the shot they say came from, but either way, it would the chances of grazing somebody, I think, are extremely low. And for it just to nick the ear, and there's no visual damage to the ear, I think this is another sort of half-baked attempt to fool people. I know that, I guess they count on just the cognitive bias of most people. If most people don't understand or believe in hoaxes, I think they can get away with so many problems. It's only the people like us, which are a small percentage, that can be, we can be, I would say, we can be drowned out by their BS and all the BS mm-hmm. that sort of sounds like us, that the average person is not going to pay attention, or they're going to melt, because they always believe in the government. They always believe, or they can't understand that they're being fooled by their own government. Let's put it that way.
Right. I've been talking to, I really think, and I voted for Trump in 2016. I yeah. didn't vote in 2020. I'll never vote again. You know, I'm done with voting. But I think Trump is probably the most evil person that we've had in office.
Well, he's the
since
best.
Since I've been alive.
He's the best actor, for sure. And he was put in as an actor exclusively. But then again, what about Reagan? You think he was any better? He was a B actor.
I don't really remember Reagan, though. You know, I was pretty young when Reagan was in.
Well, Reagan was considered an airhead. If he was considered just an empty shell, just a nice guy yeah. playing the role of president. So I was around when Reagan was around. I was in school when they dragged out the television to show that he'd been shot.
He got shot or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They were dragging the TVs out into the classrooms even back then. That was 1980. Yep. 1980? Yeah, it was 1980.
No,
sorry, 1981, because he just got in, 81. And 2 months mm-hmm. later, they're staging a shooting. I don't even understand mm-hmm. why they did it, because when a president gets in, he has about 6 months where he's extremely popular. And then when he starts doing stuff, that's when people start to dislike the president.
Of course.
So I don't know why they shot him so early on. They shot him early on.
I thought it was really telling.
Or fake shot.
Whenever they had Hulk Hogan, that was it for me. Like, what, they just like shoved it in everybody's face that this was a WWE event. Then they bring Hulk Hogan out to, you know, to promote or endorse Donald Trump. It was just like right in your face.
Yeah, and they had Dana White yelling and screaming, introducing Trump. He's the UFC president, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, yeah. So. I watched some of it because one of the websites that I like said Trump was going to get shot for real, or sorry, for fake real for good on July 18th. Uh-huh. So that's why I watched. But the chances of getting shot indoors in high security are pretty low.
Right. In the same week or in the same 4-day span.
Oh, yeah. Well, they still say he's going to get, quote unquote, taken out.
But look at Jurassic Liars, man. He's been saying it for, man, probably, I don't know, 8
too long.
Years. That
too long. Yeah. Yeah.
Too long.
Well, to me, he's okay. Yeah. I could say it every day, too. And then would I be a prophet? I don't think so.
Well, yeah. And anyway, I mean, they've been saying it forever. I listened to Auto Hoax's show last night or whatever. And
IPS. Yeah. IPS.monster. Great show. I should.
Yep.
I'm going to try and hook up with him again because we got great, great audiences that come together. IPS.monster.
For sure. IPS, Lynn, and you know, Fake News Phil and Jim Rizzoli, you guys are putting on some real great shows during the week. And I told my buddy, he listens to your website.
Oh, that's
I was like,
kind.
Dude, there's going to be some great podcasts this week on
I know
on Fake O2.
Why do they have to do it in the summer when I'm trying to relax?
Oh, you know, they know that you don't, you know, what else are we going to do? You know what I mean? I can't believe, I thought, you know, I knew they were going to shake up the party, you know, and boy, everyone's going to be talking about Joe Biden backing down and who Kamala is going to pick. So it's pretty funny to like laugh at and to know that it's all just a big movie.
It is.
But they're probably going to try to pass some, you know, some more gun laws for sure.
Yeah, but they can't because they're all unconstitutional. So let's remember that anyone can challenge these laws and they would be struck down. You cannot pass any law to impede or affect the Second Amendment. So I don't really understand why people bother going on about that. But what they're really trying to do is change a whole generation's way of looking at guns. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think it's working, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, they've really done a number on the kids coming out of high school. And
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what I mean? So they can do a lot in 20 years or whatever.
Yes. They so what's your lot. Final verdict with the Trump event? Fake or was it completely staged?
Fake. Oh, fake and staged, you know what I mean? Like, so both, it was a movie set.
Yeah. Did anyone get hurt?
Nobody got hurt. I mean, Donald may have hurt himself with a razor blade. He may have had to cut his ear. I don't know, though.
I don't think so.
I want to see that damn ear without a bandage on it. I want
to
see
You're never going to get to see the ear. Don't even waste your time.
You think he's going to cover it up with his hair?
I think the wound is going to be gone in a week. You're going to forget about it, too. You're not going to look any photos.
I'm going to look, bro.
I know, but you're not going to see anything. It'll just be healed. Maybe the Band-Aid will stay on for a month. Who knows? But you're not going to see anything. Don't worry about it. You're not going to see.
Here's the bad thing about it is it's part of our history now. Like, it's been put into the history books. It really happened. And then you have like us, you know, in the corner going, no, this is all bullshit. Nothing happened. And
yeah, well,
you know, and it's another event
for all of us that said the other assassinations were fake. This really helps support our case because here we are in 2024 when we have all this technology. We're all talking to each other. We're all analyzing the video frame by frame. And we still can't convince everyone it's fake. Now, back in the Kennedy years, it wasn't even broadcast. Nobody even saw it. They just heard it on the radio. And they got the newspaper the next day. And in New Zealand, they got it a day before. They got it before it even happened.
Yeah.
Because somebody couldn't figure out the international dateline, which I
right.
I admit, is kind of would throw the average American off. So here we go. We've got the technology and we're still fighting to get it's people to understand silly, though, our right? view.
Like, it's funny. It is funny, but it's not funny. But I mean, just it just looks so fake. Whenever I was on the phone with one of my friends, and he's an auto believer, you know, and he was like, we're friends, but you know, it is what it is. He's like, oh, Trump just got shot at his rally or whatever.
Take a look at this.
The first thing I thought was,
yeah,
no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He did not. This is the first thing I thought. He did not get shot. That's bullshit.
You see, are you looking on the screen? Are you looking on the screen right now?
No, I'm not. I can't do it while I'm on the phone.
No, it's okay. I've got a meme on here, and I'll just read it to you. It says, if they can fake a plane crash, and they got a picture, I think, of the Pentagon on 9/11, underneath, it says, they can fake an ear gash. I thought that was well done. I thought that whoever did that, prophetic memes, prophetic.
Well, I thought this was kind of interesting that they could show me a bullet, which I never saw. The picture of the bullet right before it hit Trump, I never saw it. I just heard about it. But they couldn't show me a plane that hit the Pentagon. They could kind of like freeze frame the nose of something, you know. So I just thought that was interesting, too.
Well, the Pentagon was pathetic. The Pentagon was pathetic. They gave you nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's back when their gaslighting says, when they used to say, can't you see? Can't you see? No, I can't see anything.
Nothing.
So they've been gaslighting us for a long time. And of course, the Biden thing was the worst. Can't you see he's in great shape? Can't you see he's the best president ever? Can't you see he's never been sharper? I mean, this is pathetic gaslighting. It's not working. Yeah.
Great. Well, the spell is, I think, you know, for the ones that it's been broken, I don't think it can ever come over us again. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I don't think
will.
I'll ever sit down and go, this is real.
What about for your friends and your parents and everyone? They believe it.
Believe it, dude. And people, like, you know, people had panic attacks that are like Trump supporters, you know, dieharders,
true
believers. They were like really freaking out. But
well, anyone anyone that's a big Trump supporter, make sure you say to them, Operation Warp Speed.
For sure. Or that I think about that poem about the snake, you know, that he told on this campaign trail. You know, I am the snake and you let me in. You know, that poem he wrote, or he said on the campaign trail about being the snake. And he was supposed to be talking about like the illegal immigrants, but I think he was referring to himself as the snake.
Yeah, who said that? That was in a video I watched. Somebody said that also. Did you get that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Somebody else said that too. Yeah, I don't know who said that. Yeah, he's the snake.
He's the snake.
So did you watch all the PK videos?
What's the PK videos? Oh, what are those?
PK Truth. PK Truth. He's on YouTube. He's an old YouTuber. I put him on FakoTube. Sorry, I put him on FakoTube.
Then I did watch. Watch his stuff then.
Yeah, make sure you come to
the
forums. The
one with the girl
forums
was really good too. The woman, the pretty woman with the blonde hair, that was a good video.
Who's the woman with the blonde hair?
You put her on. She's on FakoTube. That was a good video.
Oh, okay.
And then those shorter ones. Yeah, the shorter ones, they were good too. Where he's breaking down the event or whatever. Yeah, that was good. I watched those.
Oh, I got to play this one. This is from Mr. E. Yeah, he's my transvestigator, but watch this.
Take a look at what happened.
Oops, hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. I got to unmute the tab. Here we go. Well, you can listen, but everyone else can watch.
Take a look at what happened.
Oh, Lashley wins! Lashley wins! And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough! And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother! Let Trumpomania rule again!
Donald Trump is anointed by God.
Many people are saying it's by God.
He felt it was divine intervention.
God is among us.
I had God on my side.
I think it was a miracle.
If I can convince you of something that's not true, the joke's on you, it's not on me.
Take a look at what happened.
And the quote that Mr. E put at the end, I always like his quotes, his Bible quotes. The arrival of the lawless one will be by Satan's working, with all kinds of miracles and signs and false wonders, and with every kind of evil deception. And 2 Thessalonians 2:9. I think that's how you read this. So yeah, that's and what he was doing was he was just going back and forth between WrestleMania and Trumpomania. So that I'll put that in the Fakeologist forum thread as well, so everyone can take a look at
You know
that.
What's crazy, if you listen to like the Christian radio stations in America.
Oh, do you listen to them?
They are all about, no, my mom does though, so I'll hear it, you know, if I'm go and see her or whatever. So sometimes I hear it in her car or whatever. But dude, they're all about Trump and Israel. They're huge Zionists, right? And so it's like, well, we got to pray for Trump and pray for the country. And it's just, they're very deceived, you know, on what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I pray for the deceived. I pray for them to develop eyes that can see.
Yeah. Because only God can do that for them, I think. You know what I mean? Like, we can't wake them up. They can only be woken up by, you know, a greater power than them. I don't know.
No, they just have to figure it out for themselves. All right, Kevin, thanks for calling, man. I think I'm going to try and wrap this because I've been going over an hour. And I just really wanted to give everyone a chance to talk because I know everyone wants to talk. I'll come back to tomorrow. We'll do this until we... until the next event. So we'll keep milking this one. We'll keep milking. Right,
thanks, Tim. I appreciate it, man. Have a good night.
I know everyone wants to vent, so I no problem.
Yeah, thanks
at all.
For letting me on the air. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Cool. Take care, Kevin. All the best. There goes Kevin from Missouri. The show me state. Show me. What else we got here? So this is the Tim Truth.
How long are you gonna let this con man walk around town?
Be careful, son. I can sue you. I don't intend to sit here and be insulted, Sheriff. If your people don't want my help, I can go elsewhere.
Wait a minute, Mr. Trump. He don't talk for the rest of us.
Since the sheriff wouldn't stop Trump, Hobie had to find somebody who would.
Are you here about Trump?
Yes, sir. What are you going to do about him?
What do you want me to do?
Stop him.
No, there's nothing...
Now, this is a Tim Truth video as well. He intersperses many movie clips. Now, I guess he's just showing predictive programming, which is preconditioning. Do you really think they were preconditioning us to the name Trump in 1958? That seems a little far-fetched to me. It's possible, but I'm not sure. I think it would be more of a coincidence. And let me just read the chat real quick here. Wolf117 says, I like Mr. E. He does a lot of good work. Me too. Very good. Very good. Polly Galtieri, Peggy Hall. Yeah, let me shout out to Peggy Hall. Peggy Hall. No, she's the Healthy American. She's on Substack. So here she is on BitChute, the Healthy American. I like her work for sure. I'll just show you here. Why gullibility promotes deception. Okay, she's getting a lot of flack for questioning the Trump event. Yeah. So she's got lots of great stuff. She takes the weekend off, I think. And let me just see. She's got a website here. And what else does she have here? She has a Substack. You'd think she'd link to it carefully here. Is it right here? It's right here. This is her Substack. And I'll put a link to this. You should definitely look at this. I'll play a little video of hers.
Back in the day when I was questioning the whole cooties hogwash, a lot of people came on board as Healthy Americans and they said, awesome, Peggy. And they joined me in reading between the lies and they didn't believe what the mainstream media merry-go-round was dishing out. But then when I started to, well, let me share that with you in just a moment, all of the topics that apparently are off limits that I am not allowed to question. And the hypocrisy is astounding. So buckle up, you're going to love it. And I hope that you're going to love this message from my sponsor. Oh yeah, there are a lot of people on YouTube who don't understand.
Yes, I will call her a budding fakeologist, Polly Galtieri, in the chat. Yes, I will.
Understand that YouTube creators like myself are contacted by sponsors who see value in our message. And then they would like us to bring their message to our audience. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. And if you don't want to see it, there is something called a fast forward button, but I hope that you will do me the why everyone over 50 should be taking this kind of protein. To one Texas doctor that naturally declined hair follicle thickness percent off of his bone, joint, and ligament restoring formula.
I think I can go like this because I'm a premium member. I can bounce over that. There you go.
Friends, I didn't even want to talk about this Trump event because I thought so many people could just see all the holes in this narrative and that they weren't going to be gripped by all of the emotions and be carried away by all of the adrenaline and fear or ignorance. I thought that most of my listeners were critical thinkers as Healthy Americans. And I realize there are people that stumble across this channel and they don't know what I stand for and that I've been helping people for many years stand up for their rights and understand the laws that are supposed to protect those rights. I've had hundreds of thousands of success stories of people not having to lose their job because of the jab. And I was applauded for that. And then when I started talking about the strange anomalies with the Ohio train derailment, the weird things about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and so many other of these events in the media, people said, you go, girl, ask those questions. Let's tear this apart. I couldn't wait to come to your channel and see what your analysis is going to be. Until I asked questions about, let's see, the Vatican, and I asked questions about RFK Jr., and I asked questions about the vaccine confidence bill that Del Bigtree is promoting, and I asked why the event on October 7th in Israel was so strange and that the world's best defense systems in that country failed for several hours. People didn't like me questioning that.
By the way, everything that she's mentioned, I agree with. Del Bigtree, given to us as a Pied Piper, 10-7, the story's ludicrous. RFK Jr., being the so-called savior, anti-vax, yet he vaccinated all his children, and he said he would do it again quite recently. So I agree with her on all these topics.
That's for sure. And they sure don't like me questioning what happened on July 13th. I'll just put it that way. Oh, yeah. What I did is I asked questions. You see, asking questions is what's called critical thinking. I didn't accept the mainstream media merry-go-round narrative. But the saddest thing of all,
the only thing I don't like about her Substack is you have to pay to comment. But anyway, she's really good stuff. Really good stuff. And I did favorite it, but you cannot comment on her Substack without paying. Now, I don't mind paying, although I don't like to be obligated to pay all the time. I like to make the donation when I feel like it. And that's, of course, what I do with Value for Value. You pay whatever you think my show is worth. I think it's worth a coffee a week for sure. And I make it real easy. If you want to just donate a coffee on a monthly basis, you can do that too. You do not need an account, I don't think. Just a credit card. And if you don't like that, you can send me some Monero at this address here. I don't think I'm using this address, so use the first one, the one in purple. And we have take Bitcoin, Bitcoin Lightning, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, or we take cash. You can mail cash to this address here, and we will take your cash or a check made out to cash. But I really believe in supporting content creators. And if you are a listener here, I'd really appreciate if you could forward a little bit of value for the value we provide. We're probably we are the only channel on the entire internet that has a blog, that has forums, that has its own video platform, that streams all the time, that takes your phone calls, that has an audio chat, that has two radio stations. There is no other content creator like this platform. So if you want to keep it going and help me pay for it, then I'd appreciate the odd donation here and there. And there are many subscribers who pay monthly, and I'm grateful for these people. They're all listed here. I'm not positive this list is up to date. One of these days I'm going to go through it, but I just leave their names up anyway because if they're not paying this monthly right now, they have paid it in the past. So you know who you are. There are many, many people that donate on the monthly. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And there's the mailing address again. And we have so many one-time donors. If you are a casual listener, you just listen here and there, just send a donation that you think is appropriate for your listening hours, basically, what you think it's worth. Now, if you're a donator to 20 sites, then a couple bucks for the Fakeologist, I think, is totally reasonable. It really depends on you and whatever you think is appropriate. So that's why I leave it open. That's why there are no paywalls. Every tiny bit of content, is open. So that way the people that can't afford it pay for it, and they help subsidize those that cannot pay for it. Because I think truth should be free and just on a sponsorship or patron basis, kind of like patrons for the arts. They pay for the artist and everyone gets to enjoy the art. That's how I look at it. Okay, well, that is it for tonight. I gave a little sample from the forums. Don't forget the blog, fakeologist.blog. The forums is where I'm putting all my Trump stuff. And the thread is getting bigger and bigger. Just anything and everything regarding this event. Now, I only post stuff where I think people have got the main idea, where the whole thing was staged. Trump is just part of the presidential show. I think there's only one party. It's called the Uniparty. And that's the Democrats and the Republicans. They all are implementing the same agenda. It's Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It is a long game to bring in the carbon tax or the carbon trading system, which is the world's new financial system market, which will help finance worldwide infrastructure to create this monolith of policy where every country has all the same policies regarding natural resources, human resources, open borders, open markets, open immigration, all of that. And Trump is no different. He's just coming at it from a different angle, but his implementation, it will be the same. And don't forget, he was the, like he liked to call himself, the father of the vaccine. Operation Warp Speed. Now, that's not his operation. this was a military operation, but he put his name on it. Let's put it that way. Okay. Well, it looks like the comments have slowed down. I think it's a good time to take off. Thanks, everyone, for listening in tonight. The outro music will play really low. I'll play it really low. Hopefully it's not drowning me out. I'll lower it and lower it as low as I can so my voice comes through. I'll be continuing on this case. Maybe we'll have Lynn on tomorrow night. We'll see. Everyone loves Lynn. In the meantime, if you've got any more videos or content creators regarding the Trump event as it slowly fades into our rearview mirror, just send me an email at im@fakeologist.com. Go to shortfake.com/chat. Go to FakoTube. Go to the blog. There's an infinite number of ways to reach me. You can reach me on Telegram. I have a WhatsApp group, shortfake.com/WhatsApp. I'm not sure if people can comment on WhatsApp. I haven't quite figured that out yet. It's not as simple as Telegram, but I got off Telegram. I still have a Telegram group at fake11.com/Telegram. But in the meantime, we've got a million other platforms for you to reach us at. So come on over there and send me the info, whatever you want. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. And anywhere from 8 to 8:30. I'm going to schedule the event for 8:15. You can come early. And likely we'll start around 8:30. But anyway, that'll be tomorrow. We'll be back. There'll be more Trump talk. I know we didn't really talk about Biden tonight. I really think the whole Biden thing is just going to fade into oblivion. He's gone out with a whimper. And I doubt people will be talking too much about it. I think there are many more events ahead with this presidential show. It's the best show on TV right now. And we'll stay tuned and we'll keep our eyes open for more fakery, more staged events. There's nothing to be afraid of. And as Not Shock says, stay fake, everyone. And thanks, everyone, in the comment section. I hope you enjoyed this little get-together of like-minded people. We'll talk to you again later.